The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father, but his mother said in reply, "No. You will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. This miraculous event in today's Gospel fulfills the prophecy the angel Gabriel made to Zechariah when he announced the conception and birth of John the Baptist. St. Ambrose observes that with good reason was his tongue loosed, because faith untied what had been tied by disbelief. Zechariah is a case similar to that of St. Thomas, Doubting Thomas, not Aquinas, the other one, who was reluctant to believe in the resurrection of our Lord, and who believed only when Jesus gave him clear proof. For these two men, God worked a miracle and won their belief over. But normally, he requires us to have faith and to obey him without his working any new miracles. This was why he upbraided Zechariah and punished him, and why he reproached Thomas. "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." My brothers and sisters, the normal way of believing in God is not to wait for some miraculous event to happen that says, "Oh yeah, it's definitely, that's proof," and then we believe in God. Because that's testing God. That's like, "Okay, God, I'll believe that you're real and exist if you have proof, absolute proof that this happens, and I see it." That's pride. It's an egotism that's deep within. It's like, "Only if I see it, then I'll believe it." When we do that, we're like St. Thomas or Zechariah. Luckily, St. Thomas wasn't punished except with the title Doubting Thomas for the rest of eternity, but Zechariah was absolutely punished, because he didn't believe, even with that first sign in the Holy of Holies in the temple. He still didn't believe when he saw an angel appear to him. In fact, the better way of believing is believing so that we might see, not seeing that we might believe. Believing in God first so that we might actually be able to see the miracles that he performs for us daily. Because he does. They're not these grand mystical things or anything like that. The fact that I got up this morning is a miracle. If you know me, getting out of bed is not my favorite thing in the world, especially when it's freezing cold. But the closer we become to God, the more we believe in him, the more miracles we start to see on a regular basis. They're there, but do we have the eyes of faith to see them? Are we going to be like St. Thomas and Zechariah? I hope not. There are many other models for us to follow after and look to, like Mary. There was a question that somebody brought to my attention a couple of days ago asking, It sounds like Zechariah had the same issue that Mary did. Why was Mary, blessed beyond belief and Zechariah was punished? Because Zechariah was a lack of belief that God could do what he says he can do. Mary's was not. Mary's was something that her was not lack of belief that God could do what he says he does, but a lack of, understanding, what do you mean? This can't happen. And so it wasn't lack of belief in God, but she had made commitments to God before then. And so she didn't understand, if she made these commitments to God, how is it possible that, she could have a child? And so, anyways, I digress. Mary is a better model for us than Zechariah. God bless you.